separate justice and politics. The justice system is crooked and constantly failing the people. This is one of the main causes of people staying silent, hiding, and refusing to testify. In other words, people failing other people when it comes to the justice system and getting justice. People will go so far as to take justice into their own hands because the justice system will not step up or stand up. There's tension everywhere. People in the justice system are wanting witnesses to step forward and to testify. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Many may ask you to be brave and to take a risk, but depending on the severity and what's all involved, there may be some battles to where there is and will be a thin line between bravery and foolishness, and a thin line between risk and foolishness. Let's separate justice and politics because, too often, justice and politics get mixed together. The justice system runs and is governed on who you know, what you know, looks, religion, race, color, money, and status. Constant politics all the way around. Yes, I'm also speaking of that old saying, money talks and that other stuff walks. The phrase, stop snitching, has a lot of power because when witnesses to crimes come forward, they realize that the justice system may fail them, the witness, by the criminals being acquitted, given short sentences, or a slap on the wrist, or set free on technicalities governed by politics. I say this with all respects in place because I would never want to see an innocent man or woman go to prison or penalized for something that they did not do. However, the justice system will do things just to make itself look good, even if it's at the cost of an innocent person going to prison or even killed. The justice system is always quick to convict and put an innocent man or woman in prison on hearsay and on circumstantial evidence and weak evidence and weak testimony. But they are always slow to prosecute, convict, and jail the guilty, even in spite of solid evidence and strong testimony, because based on politics, excuses are made for the guilty, such as they had an abusive relationship or childhood, they aren't mentally stable, they were under control and manipulation. True, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, but the politics make it seem as though you're actually guilty until proven innocent, or you're actually still innocent even in spite of evidence, etc. Yes, it depends on the politics. What happened to the part of the law that says, when you become an adult, you're responsible for your own actions? So therefore, when you commit a crime, the abuse of childhood or relationship, being mentally unstable or under control manipulation should be closely monitored and not used as an excuse, because if you're an adult, you're responsible for your own actions. Separate justice and politics. Even when it comes to underage offenders or criminals, politics as well as excuses are made for them. When is the justice system going to step up and help the people? The people need to step up too, but the justice system needs to be willing to meet the people halfway as far as protecting them and real true justice being served. Separate justice and politics. Protect and serve the people. If you want a person who is reluctant to testify out of fear and intimidation to testify, how can you guarantee their safety as well as the safety of their family and friends? Organized crime ain't no joke, okay? Let's say that the person whom is reluctant to testify against a criminal does testify, and a friend or family member of the one whom is reluctant to testify gets assaulted or even killed. Worst case scenario, killed. You know as well as I do that questions are going to be asked by friends and family members. So if it comes out that the friend or family member is dead because of the person whom was reluctant to testify didn't keep their mouth shut, more than likely, they're going to take a very serious butt whooping from not only one friend or family member, but from all of them. What can the justice system do for them now? Separate justice and politics. And when I say organized crime ain't no joke, what does Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Chicago, Philadelphia, and New York all share in common? Pick and choose your battles wisely, but the justice system needs to step up. Separate justice and politics.